Incendiary Radio, folks. It's been a few weeks. RBN's been closed for the holidays, so welcome back to the feces storm that is facing us right now. It is hitting the fan, as most of you that pay attention know, and pretty much if you're listening to the network here, you're pretty much getting, you know, at least some good information. Hopefully you turn into this program to really, you know, cut it like a knife. Republic Broadcasting is the network, republicbroadcasting.org, out of Round Rock, Austin, Texas. Broadcasting to you live here from St. Louis, in the misery, very cold and crazy. You know, this holiday, couple weeks off from doing the show has been, let's just say, personally, my personal life, it's really insane right now. And, you know, it's a real time of trial, both for the country, for the planet, and me personally. And so I'll leave it at that. IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com is the chat room. IncendiaryChat.chatango.com is another chat room. Hoolisblog.blogspot.com, Whoolis blog.blogspot.com is a place to find the archive, commercial free, every morning, usually after the show's done. We're beaming out in Australia right now, WTF Radio, thanks to Sean over at TCTAUnleashed.com, Kyle Hunt over at the RenegadeTribune.com, usually post the show, so thanks to all those folks. You know, everybody's feeling it right now, the sense of what's coming next. Fort Lauderdale, this little shoddy little shooting incident. You know, I'm going to cover some of that in a little bit. These truck attacks, one goes down in Israel, one goes down in Germany, you know, to pile on from the Nice, France, truck little attack, Istanbul nightclub shooting. Some very weird earmarks with that one. And then the Russian ambassador, that goofy-looking assassination that we all had to witness. I mean, this I refer back to my quote, or the what I consider the cascading sequence of events. And I made that term up, cascading sequence of events. And this is what we're really witnessing here, this sick agenda. You know, you can't think it can accelerate any further, and it gets faster to where now it's like I've been talking about this, forgetting more details about anything before the next shoe drops, and now it's getting even faster. And so I think these people are trying to drive those of us that pay attention crazy and into, like I said before, this intellectual fetal position. I mean I'm feeling this is really dragging on me, and I'm trying not to let it in the physical sense, but there's this kind of cloud over everybody's, you know, spirit or psyche that's paying attention, because with all the pedophilia trash, with all the fake and kind of Looney Tune terror, I mean, you got to realize about some of these incidents. I mean, they've cranked up so many of these people that, yes, they're running synthetic operations. And it's almost like it's the sick hybrid situations where it's like they create this idiot boogeyman, Esteban Santiago type. I mean, you can tell the guy. I mean, I've known guys like this. I know guys like this. I've served in the military with guys like this, and you know, their intellect's not the strongest, and then they get caught up in this, and then with the evil that is permeated now, that is washed down from the top layers of the psychological warfare complex into the low ranks. You know, all the weird kind of stuff about this kid, it just makes you really, really pissed that there's guys wearing uniforms with their little fruit salad on their chest and their stars on their shoulder that could really participate in this kind of sick garbage and then look at themselves in the mirror when they wake up. You know, this is not the America that I grew up in, and this is not the America that I envisioned for the future. So all you chumps in the alphabet agencies and the big fat Pentagon that pull this crap on us, you are lower than whale crap. You're real sick people. And to do this to your own people, even though, hey, I know that half of these people out here are jerks. I know half of them are shallow, surface-dwelling, smartphone addicted people, but to run these kind of operations on them is just, I mean, I couldn't do it, and I would have to refuse these orders. I would have to sabotage these operations. But it's not enough of you guys are doing it. Now I know, you know, Jones has been covering this stuff, and I've got Jones's kind of meltdown that I'm going to play within the next 3 hours where Jeremy Roth Cashel, this Jewish guy who's probably one of the more honest Jewish guys, and he's a fellow traveler, Dr. Kevin Barrett and Professor Anthony Hall over there at False Flag Weekly News. He called Jones's program on the 27th and sent Jones into a straight up, basically, you know, a long meltdown over Israel and Zionism and, you know, it's really, really good stuff. And so I had to go through that one. Here's what's so crazy. When you don't do a show, I do a 3-hour show once a week, and it already takes me all day to get it together. But when you haven't done a show for 2 weeks previously, then it really throws you into a tailspin because your pecking order of what you want to get covered and everything, it gets blown to the point where you can't even put it all together. And I know some people, you can tell that some of these people that come on and they do shows and they basically wait for callers and they don't put anything together and they don't have anything prepared. And I don't like those kind of shows. Those are the types of shows that I turn off. These people are basically, they're emotional knee jerkers, whatever the first thing that comes you know, into their psyche as far as a news kind of report or whatever, they think about it one layer down, and then they regurgitate. And you know, I'm really pissed off with alternative media talk on all these various networks, except the few where people actually dig and they think. You can dig and you can make connections, but if you don't think and say, is this a good connection or not? I'm getting pissed at some of these people too. And so, you know, right now we're what? It's the 8th. We're going into the 9th. We're in real uncharted territories. We got all this DHS skullduggery going on with these future elections and so forth. And Jones was on his program kind of freaking out today about DHS still trying to pull a stunt on Trump, Joe Biden. Hey, it's done. You know, there's all these things that happened in the last couple weeks with the Electoral College and so forth and so on. So I figured we would get into some very disturbing things. I got 10 minutes before the break, so let's dig into some of this. Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. This child prostitution thing in California, and I know that there's two sides to this, okay? They don't want to make victims of this sort of thing into criminals, but what is the age of basically, like, you learn in church or you learn in any kind of, you know, rites of passage type of ceremony or whatever kind of culture you're into? You know that the age where you learn right from wrong is not 18. It's much younger. So if a kid, you know, 13 or younger, let's say, or 12 or 7 or whatever your age of kind of innocence, where you know right from wrong, whatever threshold you consider, to say that somebody younger than 18 that might be 16 or 17 doesn't know right from wrong, and if they're out here prostituting themselves, whether to be a man or you know, a boy or a girl, and to say that's not a criminal act by that person just because they're under the age of 18, that seems very shoddy to me. And we're going to dig into this. Let's go ahead and clip 3.
The latest insanity from the state that just criminalized cow flatulence. California has decriminalized prostitution by children under 18 years of age. The bill was proposed by Los Angeles Democrat Holly Mitchell, based on the idea that kids involved in the sex trade are already being exploited by pimps and human traffickers, and that throwing them into the justice system does not help them, does not rehabilitate them, that they would be better served by going into social services. That is a noble goal, but it is also naive. Anyone with an ounce of business sense, any understanding of human nature, realizes that by decriminalizing prostitution for kids under the age of 18, they are offering an incentive to pimps to focus on girls and boys under the age of 18. Because if it's not criminal, they spend less time off the streets, can spend more time out plying their trade and making money for their pimps. There's less interruption of the cash flow for the pimps and human traffickers who are drawing teens and preteens into a living hell. Just like the $15 an hour minimum wage will result in more low-income people getting fired in the months ahead, this law will doom more young people to being pulled into human trafficking and sex for hire.
All right, you can stop it there. I mean, think about it. 16-year-olds, they're all getting strung out on heroin. Okay, a lot of substance abuse, alcohol abuse, whatever. They want to get free of their parents, and this is a way for them, and they're already past the age of basically reason. This is what's very alarming. And so the pedos, the freak shows, I mean, you can watch these documentaries of these freaking boys that are out there in San Fran, selling the booty. I mean, it's just so sick. But here's another one, and this cocktails with the new gun laws coming into California while they do this with the kids selling their bodies. Go ahead, Mr. Producer, get clip 9 ready. But this one's really funny, and it calls out the Podesta brothers and so forth. This is Dave Acton, who's a hilarious dude, and he puts out good videos. So let's hit clip 9.
Well, you have two interesting laws in the People's Republic of California. On the left-hand side, you have Proposition 63, which screws California gun owners. Have to keep track of every bullet. You can't even lose a bullet. If you want to go buy ammunition and you're a police officer, you have to have a special letter from the chief of police, like a note from your mom. Can't buy the big scary AR-15 anymore. Can't even buy the scary 22 rifle because it has a semi-automatic feature and makes it a battle rifle. So a lot of responsible gun owners like me under Prop 63 saying, I will never help anyone in California who's under attack. I will drive a few blocks away and call 911 and let them listen to the gunfire at the dispatch center. I'll hold my phone out the window, but that's about it. Meanwhile, the same people that dreamed these laws up dreamed up Senate Bill 1322. 322, just like Skull and Bones. Well, 322 says child prostitution's legal in California. Oh, really? Yes, we all know that human trafficking and child prostitution's a total fantasy. I mean, Pizzagate proved that. So rather than keep this fantasy alive that there's human trafficking and child prostitution, the People's Republic of California and the state legislature has decreed that if any child is engaged in soliciting or actual sexual activity for hire, police are forbidden from making an arrest. Verboten. so that way we know it doesn't exist. So if you see some hot 9-year-old girl over there in the corner dressed up in her halter top, and you want to go over and give her $5 so she'll play with her zipper, completely legal in California. Police cannot intervene. So John Podesta and Tony Podesta, what are you waiting for? You can come over to California where we know, wink, 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 that child trafficking and human trafficking and child prostitution, it doesn't exist. So we have, on the one hand, on the right side, with Senate Bill 1322, our unicorn fantasy world where there is no human trafficking. And on the other side, the left-hand side, on the Darth Vader side, we've eliminated firearms in California because they're big and scary and cause stage shootings. And that's how California rolls. So you can't have a gun, but you can have sex with a 9-year-old. And if you don't
like that, then... All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So, you know, it's so crazy, these commies out in California, they want to, you know, worry about the guns and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, they want to decriminalize kids selling themselves. And so let's get into, I mean, there's, I got a ton of stuff here to cover, but let's get into this land grab. I got 2 minutes left. Get clip 5 ready, Mr. Producer. Obama, right when he's leaving office, wants to the feds to grab a whole bunch more land. Let's hit clip 5.
Critics blasting a new White House move to protect Western lands from development. President Obama has designated 2 national monuments covering more than 1.6 million acres in Utah and in Nevada, despite a lot of local opposition. White House correspondent Kevin Cork with the president as he vacations in Honolulu, Hawaii. Still early morning there. Why are there so many competing interests fighting over this land use, and why now, Kevin?
Well, listen, that's really what's at the crux of the issue, right, Lucky? I mean, ultimately, President Obama is within his rights to use the Antiquities Act to create these national monuments. But keep this in mind, he's already done
create
29 national monuments, setting aside more than 553 million acres of federal land and water. In case you're wondering, that is by far the most in U.S. presidential history. This latest move, however, is controversial. As you point out, a lot of people still fighting over the use of this land. We're talking about the Bear's Ears and Gold Butte National Monuments, more than 1.6 million acres of land in southeastern Utah and a swath of Nevada desert after years of political fights.
All right, you can stop it, Mr. Producer. We'll see you guys after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam. Precious air to breathe.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio, back after a few weeks hiatus here, but the holidays. So this communist Zelensky Ike freak show, Obama, the biggest embarrassment right up there with George W. and H.W. Bush to ever occupy the White House. These three and Bill Clinton, this quartet. Daddy Bush, Bill Clinton, H.W. Bush, and Obama. This is really the downward spiral of our country into the abyss. This Bush-Clinton crime syndicate, and, you know, Obama was picked by the usual suspects. You know, a really good video was done by Tex Mars called Rothschild's Choice, and it's about Obama. So if you haven't seen that one, very, very good. These sick freaks. Anyway, so the big land grab. Get clip four ready, Mr. Producer. And this one's by Franchi. This surrounds the Bundy Ranch. And really creepy what's going on here. So let's hit clip four.
In another last-minute move by President Obama, a sick move, he's declared the site of the 2014 Bundy standoff a national monument, pissing off patriots everywhere. Lauren Fox for Talking Points Memo reports that President Barack Obama's administration declared on Thursday that the area of the Gold Butte in southern Nevada will be designated a national monument. She reports that the national monument will include the site of the 2014 Bundy Ranch standoff where Cliven Bundy, their right hand, illegally, at least that's the allegation, had illegally grazed cattle for decades, and which has been a flashpoint for anti-government extremists. These are her words, of course. These types of outlets, they always like to brand people who stand up for the Constitution as anti-government when they simply just want to uphold the actual freedoms that our founders intended for us to have. So we have to correct the record here. Now, They're right. Outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has made preserving the area a personal crusade. She writes that Reid had tried multiple times to pass legislation to protect it, but more recently had urged Obama to use his power under the Antiquities Act to declare it a national monument. They report here that distinction allows the area to be governed more like a national park. Now, according to Evocative, they report that Obama's move has reignited Bundy supporters, saying that they are locked and loaded and ready to fight again. Shane Dixon Kavanaugh for Evocative did report that, quote, members of the self-styled militias that swarmed to the aid of Clive and Bundy outside of Las Vegas in 2014 and who later joined the rancher's sons to seize a federal wildlife refuge in rural Oregon said that they were readying for another showdown. Now, I do believe that one fact that should be made is that the Oregon showdown resulted in all of the ranchers who were there to be let off with no charges. They're right here. Get your gear ready, said John Ritzheimer, one of the men who used handguns and assault rifles to hold up in Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge for 41 days last year. And it's interesting how Evocative still continues to frame it.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now, those of you that have been on with this network, with this program and listened to my show, I've done some looking into Ritzheimer, Mr. Mosk, Blaine Cooper, Ritzheimer. Remember all that reporting I did back when the birdcage, the Malheur thing was going on. Now Ritzheimer flares his head once again. Quite fascinating. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, everybody, from this hiatus, and, you know, I don't know what's coming our way, but I've got a lot of the kind of scenarios about to play forth for you. Now, Mr. Producer, have clip 22 ready. This is Jones today, Alex Jones today, and he's talking about the Department of Homeland Security. I'm sure if you've been monitoring his site, the DHS, taking over the federal elections, all of this because we're in a national emergency. I mean, it's really creepy stuff that's happening. And so whether Jones is looking at it like this, that they might, you know, they might pull a stunt before the inauguration. And I've been leery of this. And let's just say that we could have, you know, with everything I've been feeling, like these, I don't want to use Star Wars analogies, but like disturbances in my personal force here. I've been going through some things that I really don't want to get into on the air. But for those of you that, you know, usually talk to me a lot on Skype or Twitter or whatever, and I haven't gotten back to you, now you know why. Serious, weird trash going on. Anyway, this is Jones's synopsis of kind of what's happening right now. Go ahead and hit clip 22.
Now, I've had it confirmed to me from multiple sources in just the last 2 days, including today, that indeed, what our other sources have broken down is accurate. The globalists are thinking of a way to try to keep Trump from getting in 11 days. They are seriously trying it. You've already seen them do all the stuff they did during the campaign. I'm not going to mention that again. You already saw all the the going after the electors, the recounts, the trying to stop the nomination, all of it. They are only intensifying now, and that's why yesterday in a letter, that's how it was announced to the public, Jay Johnson of DHS federalized all of the elections, a total power grab outside of Congress, violates the Constitution, and says that his rogue agency with Loretta Lynch and all the rest of them as part of it are in control of our elections. Now, they would only do that knowing Trump's going to reverse it. If they were seriously considering trying to overthrow Trump and having new elections, then they would already be in place to take control of the states that voted for Trump and steal those states, just like they got caught in West Virginia, Georgia, and four other states, red-handed, breaking into the systems. They said, oh, we were just checking them lovingly. No, those are states that Trump was really ahead in the polls. They had fake polls out. They were supposed to go to Hillary. The state officials were able to stop it because they knew what they were looking for, because Trump and you and I and Drudge, everybody else who's awake, warned everybody and made election fraud an issue. Remember? They said there was no such thing as election fraud months before the election when I raised it, Trump raised it, Obama came out and attacked me, Hillary attacked me by name. They said, he's insane. Then they turned around and federalized it. Why did I say they were going to federalize it? Because they were already doing it. And I have to be careful how much I tell people, okay? Because we don't want to give away sources. But at this point, if Trump gets in 11 days, he's going to go right to work, folks, 20 hours a day, nonstop. And I'm going to give you the good news and the bad news right now. This country is in an absolute sudden death overtime. Fight for its life right now. This is 21st century warfare, and we're not winning, and they're not winning. They are still in power. They are preparing some type of move. The good news is the public's not buying it. That we could see them try to arrest Trump in the next 11 days. We could see them have, you know, a helicopter flying with missiles and blow, you know, kill him. I mean, I'm telling you, this is what you see in other countries. This is a worldwide crime syndicate so pissed that America is rising again. And by the way, Trump's completely real. We've got patriots in our government that are sick of watching George Soros do this to us. This is a real attempt to take the country back and have policies of prosperity again. It doesn't mean that they're perfect. It doesn't mean there aren't a bunch of good old boys. The point is they're not out to get you and your family. So help is here, ladies and gentlemen. But they are so incredibly angry right now. And I notice it's got hundreds of thousands and millions of views, depending on which channel you look at, of where I put out some audio files warning of the fact that DHS just federalized elections and they're in preparation to overthrow Trump. It doesn't mean they'll get away with it. It means I want to be here in 11, 12 days and folks say, see, Alex, you were wrong. It never happened because we stopped it. And then we can be like the Dark Knight who gets, you know, criticized when he really saved the day. All of you, to use the Batman analogy, are the Dark Knights out there that have got to continue to be criticized, have to continue to be attacked, because the general public are still such babies on average. But the people
all
that
right,
count,
so you
the
can
military,
stop it there. So this is the latest, I mean, you know, synopsis coming out of the InfoWars kind of Breitbart WND Drudge world. Okay. Now, hey, it'd be great to say that's what's really happening. And like I love to talk to people in the agencies because they monitor all of our networks, whether it doesn't matter which one of these alt media networks are being, it doesn't matter. They're all monitored. This behemoth of a security panopticon police surveillance state, it monitors everything. It's got the bandwidth to monitor when I, you know, go to the bathroom. You know, I had to update my Twitter the other day. They wanted access to the microphone in my phone. You know, I'm like, gosh, this whole thing is disgusting. You saw the thing with the little Amazon Alexa where the little boy's talking into it and it's asking whether he wants gay porn or tranny. I don't know what the weird perverted trash was. He made a simple innocuous statement into the little box and the next thing you know it's asking about the most perverse kind of thing that a little boy should never have to be exposed to. And his parents are like, "Stop it! Stop it!" this is the world that we now live in. You got look at the federal land holdings, and you look at what Obama just did, and then you know Chaffetz from Jason Chaffetz and all these Congress critters, they're all pissed. And it's just like the federal government has gobbled up so much land. It's like the state of Nevada is not even a state. It's a federal territory because it's almost all red. If you look at the map where it shows all that, I would love for Trump to be real like Jones and Stone and, you know, the entire, you know, kind of pseudo, you know, patriot kind of, you know, Ted Nugent and, you know, everybody. And look, I want it to happen. I don't have a bad, let's say, malevolent, you know, outlook here. Hey, if Trump was with, you know, his billionaire son-in-law Kushner, who's going to be going to a Chabad Lubavitch synagogue in D.C. with Ivanka within walking distance because they don't drive on the Sabbath, whole deal. And I've got these articles pulled up. But, I mean, if they want to do what's right, I mean, great. But, we've got to be wise as well. And we've got to be, you know, at least watching for all the skullduggery. Now that's where Jones and the crew is at. Now, man, I've got some awesome clips to play, and I really, this is so crazy, but I got to get into this because this is freaky to me. Justin Woolley, okay? Now, this kid really kind of bubbled up during the birdcage, the Malheur wildlife refuge thing. And this kid's from Cobb County, Georgia, Atlanta, I guess, you know, surrounding suburb. And this is very disturbing because I actually played some of this kid's clips on this very show. He had a YouTube called Justin Woolley, and he got made fun of by Acton and all these guys. They call him Justin Adam Lanza Stooley Woolley, and I'm sure you played you heard some of this if you've been an avid listener. But his real name's Justin Hess. Mr. Producer, get clip six ready. But this freaked me out. I just stumbled across this today because I really haven't been on my laptop digging around into my YouTube kind of side of the research. But this kid, he has been charged with murdering his mom and another guy. And this kid, he also ran counter-tyranny ops. And he basically, in the last few weeks, his YouTube channel got scrubbed of all the videos, and some of them were quite good. Like a lot of the Silverstein stuff where and Trump and Silverstein connections and some of that stuff I was playing, I got it from him. And the next thing you know, this kid is now locked up for murdering his own mother. And this kid had machine guns down in the basement, you know, AR-10s and, you know, stuff with drums on it, you know, some tactical stuff. And he got into it with a bunch of people, threatened a bunch of people. And I mean, you could tell the kid was off, but I still use some of his material for this show. Now I just find out today the kid's he's locked up in Cobb County for murder, double murder. And I'm like, but he basically prophesied his own demise on YouTube, and a lot of those videos are scrubbed, but I think a couple of them are still up there. I was freaked out about it. But let's hit clip six. You're gonna wig out on this.
This just came across my Skype a couple of moments ago that a YouTube user by the name of Justin Woolley, you may have known about him, you may have been subscribed to him. He's been arrested and incarcerated for taking out his own mother and another person. That certainly wasn't to lunch. Unbelievable. Unreal. And as he's standing there in his handcuffs and such, and the judge is reading the charges and whatnot, as he's supposed to speak on the issue, he's talking like he has some sort of British accent, and it's so ridiculous. And as a lot of people may have remembered, about a year ago during the standoff in Oregon, you know, he was launching his little threats against all these individuals on the interwebs, including law enforcement and so on and so forth. But she had a visit from the Cobb County Police Department and the Secret Service, in which she, for the most part, settled down a bit. But apparently they didn't take any action. They didn't take his guns. In my opinion, they should have. Damn well should have. All the nonsense that he was saying. No, he didn't do anything. In which he turned right back around about a year later here, and he's executed his own mother. Wow. Just think, you know what? I get the sneaky suspicion that he's going to be behind bars the rest of his life, if not get the death penalty. I don't know if Georgia issues the death penalty. I'm not really sure. But, why would he do such a thing against his own mother? Anyway, I'm going to leave the link down below. It is truly unbelievable.
But all the listeners out there, check out Justin Hess, Cobb County, Georgia, double murder. It's real. I'm real wigged out by it because, you know, how long did Malheur happen? You know, and you feel like you almost half know these people. And this kid, he was so silly. He like did this super like secret agent stuff. He put on glasses. And he'd throw nunchucks around, and he'd do these kicks down in his mom's basement. And he'd have a couple, you know, assault weapons up on the rack. And, you know, he acted like he was this, you know, like super secret. And now he's locked up for whacking his mom. I mean, I don't know whether he was set up or whether he did it, but he seemed like a kind of half-disturbed individual. But it freaked me out. When I go online, I start digging around and researching for the show today. I'm like, oh, my God, this Justin kid down here in Georgia, now he's locked up for a double murder. And he's this person basically that was telling everybody, stop what you're doing. Go up here to Malheur and stand against the evil, tyrannical feds and the BLM. And he was really into it, like some of these other YouTubers. Like James D. And I mean, I got into some of these YouTube dramas, and I know I'm talking gibberish to some of you that really don't pay attention to this, but it's just like, holy cow. There's some seriously interesting and eclectic people in YouTubers and online that it's just like, my gosh, man, it's like life is so heavy and there's so much going on that if you're intellectually or spiritually or psychically brittle, you can be snapped like a freaking an icicle. And I hate to see this because, you know, you don't want to see a kid whack his own mom and all this because he's got all this on his mind. The kid learns how to, you know, learns this criminal power structure and how wicked it is. But then he doesn't have the tools to deal with it. It's just a sad freaking deal. So, see you guys on the other side.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Radio Republic Broadcasting. Folks, you know, Republic always needs your help. They don't have a big supplement superstore like other networks and so forth that we rely on your help. And so that's what it is, what it is. You know, you want to keep RBN on the air, get into the dollar a day club, something of that nature. Saw this tweet. I wanted to cover this. I only got a couple minutes for the top of the hour. But this is about the left, the sick, communist, Marxist-imbued left. And it's a lot of our youngsters, and a lot of them are white, and a lot of them are black, and a lot of them are Latino or whatever. But our young people have been really mind-screwed by Marxism. You can thank our academic little punk establishment for that. So all you people that are teachers, that you teach the curriculum, you teach this toxicity to our kids, it's an evil thing, and it's the worst. And then entertainment's right there with you, you know. And what's happened to the young black kids is the worst crime. I mean, with this Rick Rubin, Lior Cohen, Jerry, what's his face from NWA, this worst of the worst, race to the bottom, Jewish induced gangster thug, transhuman, transgender, weird trash that the basically inner hoods are experiencing right now. It's outer limits, and it's utter anarchy. Okay, and I got to talk about the little BLM kidnapping, this little thing that happened up in Chicago. For everybody that's saying it's a hoax, hell, you don't know if it's a hoax. You know why? Because there's a zillion of these people out here that love doing this to people because they have been mind controlled at the most psychological warfare, top of the line level, to do what they do. And, you know, I was talking to a black guy that I know that I work with, and him and I were basically, let's just say, stationed in the same area, and we had a long conversation about all this. And he's like, you know what he told me? He's like, you know what, I don't care what people say about you, but at least you can back your argument up with thought and, you know, points and what. And so, you know, that made me feel good, because this dude's got a mind on his shoulders, too. He's not one of these zombie, like, tarred idiots. He's somebody that, you know, by the blessing of who raised him, his mom's like one of the only black Tea Party people, I guess, in the area or something. But see, his mom took the time to give him some principles, and he's lucky. You know, he's doing well in life. And so, an interesting conversation we had. See you guys after the top of the hour.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.